I had this song in my heart all day. You know, people will always say things about us because of who we are, what we believe. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody says about us. All that matters is what the Lord says about us. Who He says we are. Amen. We're His.
Amen.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. Oh, His love for
Yes, I am.
You may be seated this evening.
Amen.
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 It just always amazes me that we can get the Spirit of God, experience it like we are when we worship Him, coming into that place in His presence. Beautiful. Amen. There's times I just want to, when I'm up here and I feel what I'm feeling up here, I just want to either put that guitar down or go take off running with it. Just do something. Amen. Praise God, but just to feel His presence. Yes. And sometimes, and I feel like that's what the Lord wants to do. He wants us to take that step and go beyond ourselves. Reach out. And as Paul said in Acts 17 when he was talking to all those educated people about all their idols, he said, all you have to do is feel after Him.
Right.
Though He be not very far from any of you. And that's how it is when we come into God's presence. We should learn to take advantage of what we feel in here. This beautiful presence of God, and just don't be shy or timid or reserve. Don't hold yourself back. Just reach out there. That's what you call humility.
Amen.
Humble yourself to God and just reach out there. And man, you'll plug into the Spirit. You'll plug into the Spirit and God will bless you because of it. Because we all need Him. We all need to be, amen, baptized again. Sister Melissa was saying something about last Sunday, and of course we're blessed when we can come into the presence of God the way we do, but we should never live off of what we've experienced last Sunday or the Sunday before that. Or has to be new.
Yes.
Has to be fresh. A fresh anointing. And it could be even better than the one we received the last time.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, it's important for us to come to that place where we could humble ourselves to Him and just allow the Spirit just to lift us up. We can let go and we can let God. That's how I feel. It just seems like, amen. I remember going up to Cross Lake, Manitoba, and then Oxford House. You know, some people have long worship services. Sometimes they're, you know, coming together like that and worshiping God. But sometimes it makes a big difference when your worship is anointed and led by the Spirit. And you can just go on in the presence of God without even, time isn't something that should be considered. It's just being in His presence and just being in awe of Him and what we feel. I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? It feels good. I love that feeling when we come to that place. And if we could just ever come to that place of just letting Him have liberty and leading us on in our worship and what God can do for us. And amen. The power of God that can be unleashed and letting the Lord minister to us, and amen, us receiving salvation and healing and deliverance. That's something that you and I can experience. And to me, it just seems like, I just don't want to stop. I want to go on. Amen. Amen. But I thank God. As I announced earlier, we will be having a lunch sale next Friday. Smothered burritos. So anybody that wants to help and can contribute, the list will be put up this evening. And as I mentioned earlier, I think it was Sunday or last Wednesday, Brother Javier Jimenez will be coming up once we settle the date, so it'll be in May or the first part of June. So once that time, once we can determine time, then I will make those announcements. We're working on a time slot that we can squeeze Brother Luke Wethy in here for a weekend. And once we can get that figured out, then I will make that announcement. It'll be very soon here. This is March and we're coming into April, so within the next month or so. So be advised about that, be in prayer for that. And then what is happening out there on the Pine Ridge Reservation, all those people out there, praise God, that are, and I, you know, some of you that have ever been out to the Pine Ridge Reservation, I remember we would go out there in the 80s. Brother Frank Hill was out there in Wolf Creek, and I think it was for a period of 2 to 3 years we held tent meetings out there at Wolf Creek, and we had quite a few, not only from the Pine Ridge, but from other areas come in. And we've seen God do some great things. People were being filled with the Holy Ghost. Of course, people being baptized in Jesus' name. And numerous miracles we have seen. Numerous miracles as a result of that. And of course, Brother Hill passed away. I can't remember when it was. So, and his burden was for the reservation of Pine Ridge. And of course, that area had just gone through so many things. And of course, now the tribal council has basically banned all Christian churches on the reservation. So, but look what God's doing out there. Amen. Even though they banned it, and there's talk. My sister Charlene and sister Barb said there's talk that the Rosebud Sioux Council is thinking about taking the same step they've taken. So, but even regardless, they shut it down, God's going to open it up anyway.
That's right.
It'll just thwart their what they're trying to do. You can't quench the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So we have a lot to be in prayer for, and a lot to look forward to. A lot of things happening, a lot of things taking place. If you're not paying attention to the national news,
yeah,
it's something, and I guarantee you folks, things are, like I said, things are heading that direction. And get your minds on the Lord, and
yes.
Because things are definitely going to change. They're already changing.
Amen.
And we're going to see it come to pass. We're going to see these things that the Lord spoke about. They're going to come to pass. So, amen. We're living in that day, so you might as well make up your minds. Get your heart right with God. Get in the church and stay in the church.
Yes, amen. That's right.
If I can't say it any more plainer, more direct than that, that's what we need to do. It's just like, because of the things that are going to come into the world and things that we're going to see. And amen. So praise God. We have Brother Aaron will be ministering to us tonight, so let's do our best to get behind the Word of God and the ministry. As he comes up, give the Lord a hand clap.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord,
everybody.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It is good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Just to feel his presence. And just to bask in His love and His peace. And boy, it's a good feeling. But you know, sometimes we don't go always, you know, by feeling.
Right.
But it's good to feel good. You know, the Holy Ghost gives you that good feeling. But it just comes down to just being right with God.
Yes.
Amen. We got to be right with God. This comes down to that.
Yes.
We're right with Him. We're pleasing Him.
Yes.
And I can assure you that we're being a testimony.
Amen.
And I'm glad that He has a place for me. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Amen. He's got a place for us in His house.
Yes.
Wow. Amen. We find our place. Amen. Occupy that place. Do your best. Amen. If you know, after you do your best, and just let the Holy Ghost take over, and let the Holy Ghost, amen, do its thing in you.
Amen.
Because after all, that's what we're called for.
That's right.
Be filled with His Spirit.
Yes.
Walk in His ways. Be a light. Let your light shine. Live for Him. No matter what comes your way, come hell or high water, live for God.
Yes.
He gives us power.
Amen.
Amen. He gives us a sense of belonging. He does.
Yes, He does.
A sense of belonging.
Amen.
Amen. That just shows that, I mean, He loves us.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, Brother Harold was talking about things happening in this world. Amen. He brought back memories. I remember Brother Frank Hill. We used to go down to Pine Ridge and have a big tent. We go and help a minister, and all the people who came. And wow, God did some powerful things there. And I remember one time we was there ministering, and here comes Brother Frank Hill. And we was up in the altar praying, helping people pray. He comes up to me, he speaks to me a word from God, and I'll tell you what, boy, what that did to me. Wow. All I can say is, you know, God knows.
Yes. Amen.
God knows us probably better than we know ourselves.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. When He speaks to us, amen, through the Holy Ghost, right. Boy. Amen. I tell you what, it gives you that confidence.
Yeah.
Amen. You feel like you're unshakable, unmovable, because you know that, hey, I am a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. A child of God. Don't let the devil tell you who you are. Let God tell you who you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Yes. A child of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
What makes us a child of God? It's His Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's that seal of adoption by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why the Holy Ghost is so important.
Right.
Amen.
You got to be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. But it's just a glorious thing. A glorious thing to be part of His church, part of His body.
Right. Amen.
Boy, don't ever take that for granted.
Right.
Man, we keep saying this and we are blessed. We're privileged.
Oh yeah.
If we come to the understanding, boy, just think what we can do for the Lord.
Right.
Because the Bible says that He'll give us a new life. And when the Holy Ghost comes upon us and we're enlightened, and the Bible says He even renews our mind.
Yeah.
So you think about this now. If we're filled with the Holy Ghost and God does that for us, He renews us in our mind. We of all people of God, when we come into His church, we should have a different perspective about the world out there.
Right.
A different outlook about that world out there.
Yes.
That it's not, we're not part of the world no more.
Right.
As being, you know, living and acting and walking like the world.
Amen.
Our minds are renewed. So just looking at the world like, hey, I need some of that world.
Right.
No, we don't.
Right.
We need more of God.
Yes.
Right. We need more of His Spirit.
Yes.
We need to be dedicated, consecrated.
Yes.
We need more of the love of God in our hearts.
Amen.
That's what we need.
Amen.
A different outlook.
Yes.
Amen. See the big picture.
Right.
Don't be narrow-minded.
Yes. Right. Amen.
See the big picture. That's what God wants us to see.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Amen. I tell you what, He will. He'll show us things, boy.
Yes.
And you all know that.
Yes.
What God can show us,
yes.
Reveal to us.
Yes.
There's a revealed word of God. It's in here, and there's also the unrevealed.
Yeah.
Those unrevealed things, boy, you got to go seeking for them.
Yeah.
One to know, one to find out.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Have that desire.
Yes.
Have that hunger and thirst. That's what it's going to take.
Yes. Yes.
Not just sitting back and expecting God to do everything for you, boy. Yes. No. He wants someone to go looking for him.
Yes.
Amen. Seeking him, chasing after him.
Yes.
Amen. That's what he wants. Amen. Amen. But just thinking about amen, this world in general. I remember growing up, and you know, I was just a young lad back in the later 50s, and growing up, and especially, you know, starting to school and just kind of seeing the world and everything that's happening, going to school, and seemed like back in those days, life was a lot simpler. It was, you think about from that time until this, to now, boy, this world has really changed a lot. It has. And I tell you what, it's not a change for the better. It's a change that, amen, we're, as the saying goes, things were going okay until everything went south.
Yes.
That's the way this world is going. It's going south.
Yeah.
And going south is not a good thing.
Amen.
But thank God we're in his church.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I remember how it seemed like life was a lot more liberty back then. You really didn't have to worry about, you know, like nowadays, like the crime we have to worry about. Amen. I remember you can just, you know, go to bed without locking your doors. Amen. Just walk around, and when you're just a child, go play. You don't have to worry about, you know.
That's right.
Amen. All the things you have to worry about today, crime and all the things happening in our world. But I tell you what, the world as I knew it back then, the world as you knew it back then, you're not going to know that world again.
Yeah.
Right. It's gone.
It's gone.
You'll never get it back.
That's right.
We're living in a new age.
Yes.
We got to understand this and realize what God wants to do for us.
Right.
Amen. Because things are happening in this world, and it's coming down to the wire, saints of God.
Amen.
But God, amen. We know that God is reigning. He rules. Amen. I want to read the scripture. You don't have to go to some. I'm just going to read it. Then maybe you can. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 102. Psalms 102, let's read from verse 25. And it says, "Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure, yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thank God for this. Mm-hmm. But thou art the same, and thy years mm-hmm. shall have no end."
That's right. Amen.
Thank God we serve a God who doesn't change.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He'll never change because, you know, he don't have to change.
Right.
He's true. He's perfect. He's yes. righteous.
Yes.
He's loving. He don't have to change. He's complete.
Amen.
And who he is, the Almighty God. That's what he called Almighty.
Amen.
All loving.
Yes.
Even all holy.
Yes.
That's why when we approach God, we got to come his way.
Yes.
We don't come our own way.
Amen.
We got to come the way he wants us to come.
That's right.
And when we're initiated into the kingdom of God, amen, that's when the things start happening. Amen. Especially, well, there's good things, and also there's some bad things. Because now we know we're in a fight. As soon as we acknowledge God and have a desire to live for Him, then that's when the fight starts. But God, I tell you what, He'll give us the victory.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of this fight.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Because we got power.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Sometimes we forget we got power.
Amen.
We got power over all the enemy.
Yes.
Amen. We can overcome.
Yes.
He told us that.
Yes.
Man, we got to start believing in God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. But there's things happening in that world that I believe we got to pay attention to.
Yes.
Amen.
Keep your heads on the swivel, saints of God.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to this world and things are happening because it's going to affect us.
Yeah.
It will.
Yes,
and especially it's going to affect God's church.
Yep.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. But we can't let that daunt us.
Right.
Amen. Cause us to fear.
Because
we know better.
Yes.
We know who we serve.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So let's go to, amen. Let's go to Psalms 11. I think I might have preached this, I don't know, it's been a while back, if you remember it, but I want to preach it again, teach it, I should say. I guess you can say it's kind of it's a revised version.
Amen.
Amen. But Psalms 11, and it says, you know, let's read the whole, it's only a few verses here, so let's start from verse 1. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. Now listen to what he says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There's a question there.
Right.
And the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in the heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of man. The Lord trieth the righteous. Do you see that?
Amen.
The Lord trieth the righteous. He'll test us to see how faithful we are to Him, how much we love Him,
Amen.
How much we love His truth.
Yeah.
The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. So I want to focus here on verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And what kind of foundations is he talking about? You might ask yourself. I want to read something out of the Amplified. Can it kind of gives a little, maybe a better, I wouldn't say a better understanding, but it kind of lightens us about this scripture. And it says in Amplified, it says, in the Lord, I take refuge and put my trust. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked are bending the bow. They take aim with their arrow on the string to shoot by stealth in darkness at the upright in heart. If the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And if you take a look at this world, things happening, not only in our nation, but if you listen to the news, it's happening worldwide.
Right, yes.
The foundations of godly societies, they're crumbling.
Amen.
They're disintegrating.
That's right.
And people aren't adhering to laws and rules and regulations no more. And you think about our nation here. And it's bad when our so-called leaders are not leading us in the right way.
That's right. Amen.
It seems like they have their own agenda.
Yes.
and this country that I grew up loving, and I appreciate being born here in the United States of America.
Right.
It gave us a lot of liberty.
Yep.
But this country is going downhill.
Yeah.
And godly men have thought to purposely destroy our nation.
Yes.
And we're seeing that.
Yep.
We're seeing that in these people who are in power. Lord, have mercy on them.
Yes, amen.
Amen. They're selfish people. See, Mike, when the wicked are in power, there's always a common man that perish. They are hurt. Amen. So, godly society. Amen. There's no more law and order. Everything is collapsing.
Yes.
And you know, it hasn't just happened, just, you know, all of a sudden.
Right.
It's been subtly happening for probably years now. And concerning our nation, it's our own fault.
Yes.
It's people who have decided to be irreverent to God Almighty.
Right. Amen.
And done away. I remember when I was in grade school, I remember coming to school and praying before we started classes.
Yes.
I remember that.
I remember that. Amen.
And it was a good thing to pray. Then after a while, years down, I'm going to say how many years back in 1960-something, 63, mm-hmm. I can't remember the exact year, but they took prayer out of schools. All of a sudden, the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't think they even do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with God.
That's right.
Acknowledging Him.
Right.
Looking to Him. Ungodly men just, they want to do away with it. And here we are, we're starting to realize that we live in an ungodly society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming down to that, saints of God.
Yeah.
Ungodliness. No more law and order.
That's right.
There's no kind of moral support from our leaders, so-called leaders.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything's gone. Everything's being destroyed. Amen. We need law and order. Let's all turn to the epistle to the Romans. And one thing about God, He establishes. When we read the Psalms, where He founded the heavens and the earth. He established them. He founded them. He created them. He ordained them. You think about the power and wisdom that took to take this whole world, and this whole world is suspended with what? We're here in space, we're suspended. We're not hanging by a rope. We're not hanging by anything that's, you know, that we're hooked to. No, we're suspended there by the Word of God,
yes.
By His power.
Yes. Yes.
And you think about all these planets are around us.
Right.
Even the sun.
Right.
All these stars are all there because of His Word.
Right.
He ordained it.
Yes.
And that they can be there until He says they're not going to be there.
Right.
Amen.
They're all held in store by His power. That's what
yes.
the Bible says.
Amen.
So you think about that power He has, that wisdom.
Right.
Wow. And we get afraid of our little bitty problems.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And we forget about the God we serve.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Wow.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. But Romans in chapter 13. God loves order.
Yes, He does.
That's why He gave us commandments and precepts and testimonies. That's why He gave us His Word.
Right.
He gave His Word first to the Israelites.
Yeah.
And from there, I mean, we got it from them. We got everything, you know, order and rules and regulations and everything that's good and righteous. We got it from God's Word.
Amen.
In fact, our nation, our constitution is established by the Word of God.
Yes.
And so,
amen.
God loves order.
Amen.
Especially when it's according to His Word. In verse 1 it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Wow. The powers that be are ordained of God. "Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." You don't resist the power of God, his ordinances.
Right.
He puts order in our lives so there'd be no chaos.
Right.
And even, you know, even our state government, everything, you know, there's certain laws that are set in order. And we gotta follow as human beings, as a society.
Yes.
To be civil to one another. Civil laws that govern, you know, man's actions. If you're loving your neighbor and you're doing what's good and right, it's all fine. You're doing good.
Amen.
But when you start breaking laws, and that's when you better be careful, because Amen. The law will come after you.
Yeah.
And it says here that, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil." So don't be evil.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
"Wilt thou then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same."
Amen.
"For he is a minister of God to thee for good.
Amen.
But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Be subject to the laws of the land. Obey the laws of the land. If you do, you'll be doing just fine." But like I said, there's some people who aren't obeying the laws of the land. And it's bad when there are leaders. And it's bad when they forget about obeying themselves. Do you ever see the news and see what's happening on the southern border?
Yes.
Where people are just flocking in by the thousands, tens of thousands. And I imagine, you know, there's some people who are coming because they desire a better life.
Right.
God help them. But I believe, this is my opinion, I believe the majority of them are looking to do evil.
Right.
Why are they sneaking in?
Right.
Why are they bringing with them drugs?
Yeah.
And why are they charging outrageous prices for them to bring people across the border?
Right.
And trafficking in human beings.
Right.
They're bent on doing evil. And it's even getting worse now.
Amen.
The cartels from Mexico are even getting involved. They're getting bolder and bolder.
Yep.
And our so-called president of the United States seems like he's weaker and weaker.
Yes.
He can't stand up for what's good and right. He don't have a backbone to protect his nation that he, amen, he vowed to do.
Right.
He took an oath of office to protect the nation of the people of the United States.
Right.
To uphold the Constitution.
Amen.
And wow, things are happening. So we better be concerned.
Yes.
We better be concerned. For our well-being.
Yes.
I tell you what. People are just flooding in. But, you know, sometimes you think about things like that. You think about this nation that we love. And sometimes it kind of gets you angry. If they're so want a good life, they should come in legally.
Yes.
Do it the legal way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
But the powers that be are letting them break the law.
Right. Amen.
They're inviting them to break the law.
Yes.
There's no justice in that. And so we're going the wrong way as a nation.
Yes.
We used to. It always irks me when. especially nowadays, when people talking about our nation, they say, boy, it just gets me. They say the United States of America, the greatest nation on this earth, the most powerful, the greatest nation. Boy, it just makes me cringe when they say that. They better take a look around. This nation is not the greatest nation, especially after you forgot about God. When you forget about God and you look at him with irreverence, and you know, God's hand is not on this nation. God's hand is on the people that live here. But as a nation as a whole, ungodly nation, his hand is not upon this nation. So those people better quit bragging. They better quit bragging, because amen. Everything has to center around God. Don't push God in the corner.
Right.
Don't keep him at arm's length.
Amen.
Invite him in. Let the Holy Ghost come in.
Right.
Yeah. Boy, and if we let that, then we're going to find out, hey, you know what? There's nothing in this world that's going to tempt me.
Amen.
If you experience the love of God like you should, that love of God is going to overwhelm all temptation. It's going to overcome all temptation. The things of this world, they're not going to appeal to you. Get the love of God down your heart where it belongs. All you young people, get a hold of God. When things start happening, what if mommy's not here? What if daddy's not here? Get a hold of God for yourself. And God forbid something does happen. Man, you have God right here. You're going to be strong. You can remember what your parents taught you. You can remember what the man of God taught you. And what you learned from the Word of God, and that's what's going to keep you. You know, you're not so young you can't learn. Don't let the devil lie to you. Oh, I'm too young, I can't learn anything. No. You can learn. You got a mind. And God wants to enlighten you. Look into the Word of God. Boy, you'll find something that's so rich. I'll tell you what.
Amen.
God is so rich.
His
word is so good.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Man, just look into it. Give God a chance.
Yes.
Give him a chance.
Yes.
That's all he asks for.
Right.
Oh, amen. You let him into your heart. Boy, I tell you what, you're going to be saying, what kept me, you know, what took me so long?
Yeah.
Why did I rebel?
Right. Amen.
Why was I so stubborn?
Yep. Right.
Why was I so full of myself?
Yeah.
Amen. Full of this world, when I could have just let God in. Oh, I the peace you enjoy, the joy. Right. Well, I tell you what, it's real.
Amen.
It's real.
Yes,
it is. Boy, that's what we need. We need something real in our lives.
Yes.
God is making an offer.
Yes.
Come to me. I'm real. I'm true.
Yes.
But sometimes we sit back and we take a good, hard, thinking about it. Thinking about it. Should I? I don't know. What do I have to give up? What do I have to give up?
Right?
I like this world. I like being out in the world, being part of the world. I don't know. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Take it from someone who experienced.
Amen.
You know, I did a lot of things out in that world. Mm-hmm. Crazy things. And some things, you know, they make you feel good in your flesh.
Right.
That you think you've done something good, and boy, that pride kind of, you know, moves in. You think, oh, wow, look at me. I'm somebody.
It's true.
Just drunk and womanizer, carouser, you name it. I thought I was somebody until God came into my life.
Right.
And I found out, hey, this life, I love this life.
That's right.
I love this life.
Amen.
Nothing in that world can compare.
Right?
Amen. What you going to give up? What?
Right.
Oh,
man, I tell you what, if you give up this world, you ain't losing nothing.
That's right.
You ain't losing nothing. You give up this world.
Yes.
We're so bound up to it.
Jesus.
Yeah?
Oh, Jesus.
So bound up, we're wrapped up in ourselves.
Oh, Jesus.
This world is always enticing, always tempting.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing I, you know, something about this technology. You know, I imagine people who came up with a lot of good inventions. I remember when we first got a phone in our home.
Yeah.
We was poor, but somehow when we could afford it, we got a phone. Boy, that was something. Everybody wanted to get on a phone.
Yeah,
yeah, going to school, and, hey, your friend, hey, give me your number, I'll call you. Yeah. That was a thing. But look at nowadays, how far technology has come. And men had these inventions, I believe, for the good of the people. They wanted to help people out. But here comes that old devil.
Right.
Amen. He likes to turn things, twist things, corrupt things. Put a blemish on things that might be good for man. He'll turn it and then he'll take this thing and he'll bind you with it.
Yeah. Amen. That's true.
Technology. Some of it isn't good.
That's right.
Some of it we gotta we gotta make up our minds.
Yep. Yeah. Amen.
There's some stuff we gotta get rid of.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm talking about technology. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Some things, boy, you gotta put them aside.
Yeah.
They're not doing you any good.
Yep.
Filling your minds with corruption.
Yep.
Filth.
Jesus.
Evil.
Yep.
Yep.
And just everything that just they'll cause you to be contrary to God.
Right.
So we got to get rid of some stuff, saints of God.
Amen.
And Paul was on one of his many journeys in his ship. And they came across a storm. And I believe they tossed him, and I believe they even had to, they shipwrecked on an island. But before they land on an island, you know what they did? They took whatever was on the ship, all the cargo, all the lading, and they started throwing things overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To lighten the ship, just to keep from going under.
Right.
Now you think about your life.
Amen.
Your personal walk with God.
Yes.
What is hindering you?
Yes. Right.
Right.
There it is.
What is calling? Amen. What is causing a hindrance to your walk with God?
Amen.
There's things like this. We gotta sit down. We gotta take stock of ourselves. We gotta
take
inventory of ourselves, of our souls, and see,
Amen.
Lord, what do I need to get rid of, and what do I need from you to add to me, Lord?
Right. Amen.
There's got to be that balance.
Yes.
It can't be all flesh. It can't be all world. It can't be all evil.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Well, we got to cleanse this whole house.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We you know, we got to get right with God.
Yes. Amen.
We got to be right with Him.
Jesus.
If we're not, I'll tell you what, the day's coming when He's going to rapture His church.
Yes.
Right.
Are you ready for that rapture?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
You need to get ready.
Amen.
We got to be ready.
Yeah.
If we're not, we're gonna find ourselves still in this world.
Right.
And woe is us.
Right.
We don't make the rapture.
Amen.
All wrath is going to be unleashed on this world. And if you're part of this world, Lord, have mercy on you. When we had a chance all the time, every time we heard the word of God, we came to church, we heard the word of God, and we balked.
Yep. Oh, Jesus.
And we were stubborn.
Oh, Jesus.
And we were just downright, didn't care.
Oh,
if we're still left in this world after the rapture, then we're going to think about those times. I should have got my heart right with God.
Yeah.
God was calling me, speaking to me, boy, I should have listened.
Jesus.
Because who wants to spend the time and eternity in hell. Did you ever think about that? Wow. It's got to be something awful. You ever think about it? God gave us the spirit of life. He gave us a soul, but those belong to Him.
Yes. Amen.
And when He takes the spirit from us, then our bodies die.
Yep.
And where are our spirits going to end up? Either one of two places.
Right.
Jesus. And years ago, I didn't know God. Me and my buddies. Just, drinking buddies, always getting drunk, and we laugh about them. Laugh about how. Nobody seemed like was scared about how. No, I don't care. If you end up in hell, that's all right.
Yeah.
We'll just sit down, we'll drink our beers, and we'll just have a good time. Wow, what a lie from the devil.
Yeah.
First of all, you're going to be in hell. Where are you going to get beer?
Right.
Is there a convenience store down to hell? No. There's darkness.
Yep.
There's emptiness.
Yep.
And you're going to be there for eternity.
Right.
And you're not going to be in this body anymore.
Yep.
In this body, boy, you can go places. Yep. Boy, you can do things. But in hell, you're not going to have that liberty. And you hear all kinds of torment down in hell.
Yeah.
The Bible says gnashing of teeth.
Yep.
People screaming, crying. And that's not that don't paint too good of a picture. And we don't have a body, so we can't just get up and run away. Nope, we're stuck there.
Yep.
I bet that's a helpless feeling.
That's right.
You want to escape, but you can't. But you're in darkness forever.
Yeah.
That's one place I want to end up.
No way.
Thank God that He made a way.
Yes.
He offers us life eternal. If we only just obey.
Yes.
Only just humble ourselves. What's so hard about that? This old flesh makes it hard. The old devil lies to us. Man, see through his lies.
Amen.
Don't let amen this good thing just slip through your fingers.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to another psalm here. Psalm 82. Says, let's read the whole song. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will he judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
I have said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Amen. I'm going to read once again from the Amplified. If you really take a look at this, the psalm here, I believe he's talking about the judges of this earth, the judicial system. And in Amplified, let me read it. It says, God stands in a divine assembly. He judges among the gods. How long will he judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Vindicate the weak and fatherless. Do justice and maintain the rights of the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the weak and needy. Rescue them from the hand of the wicked. The rulers do not know, nor do they understand. They walk on in the darkness of complacent satisfaction. All the foundations of the earth, the fundamental principles of the administration of justice are shaken. I said, you are gods. Indeed, all of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you will die like men and fall like any one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to you belong all the nations. All the foundations of the earth, and it says here, the fundamental principles of the administration of justice are shaken. Judges. Back in the New Testament, God ordained judges for Israel. Yeah. And if you read, I believe, let me see if I wrote down my notes. read in, I believe that's in Exodus. God, because you remember the story of Moses? How he would set and judge Israel. Somebody had anything against one another, they would come before Moses and he judged between, you know, their situation. And his father-in-law Jethro saw him doing that, and he said he sat there all day, and people of Israel had a cause and brought before Moses to render a verdict. He said, and all those people in line, they're there all day. And Jethro, his father-in-law, saw it and said, you know what, Moses? What you should do is you should delegate authority. Pick out some judges and let them judge, you know, these matters, because you're going to wear yourself down. And so God and through Moses delegated judges. I believe you find that in Exodus 18. You have to go there, but Exodus 18 and also in Deuteronomy. But he called these judges. If you look at the, in fact, I'm not going to go there, because it says Exodus 18. I hope that's it. Yeah, Exodus 18 tells a story of Moses. Yeah, it says, it came to pass on Exodus 18, verse 13. It came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening? Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between one and another. And I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and the people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. But there's a scripture, I don't know if I wrote it down, but let me see if I can find it. But when they appointed judges, and you read about them, if you look up the word Judges. You look up in the Hebrew, and these word judges, they mean gods. It's the same word they use for God Almighty, Elohim. And so when the scripture here talked about, even Jesus said that. Even Jesus, because remember he had an argument with the Jews because he called himself the Son of God. So he said, "Oh, you're blaspheming because you being a man, you're calling yourself God." And Jesus said, "Well, didn't I say in Psalms 82 that ye are gods? If I called you gods, then how come you turn around trying to say I'm blaspheming because I call myself the Son of God?"
Right.
So they were being hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. He called them gods. And the judges, you look at that word judge, it's the same word used for God, Elohim. But anyway, but you think you see this in the day we're living in now. There's all kinds of, I wouldn't say all kinds, but there is unjust judges in this world.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. In fact, know a few. And especially as this day and age we're living in now, how a person can commit a crime, a person can steal, a person can murder someone, a person can rape, pillage, do what he wants, and nowadays it's a slap on his hand and he's out the door to do it all over again. Nobody wants to judge him or bring him to justice. So much ungodliness in this world. And that's the world we're living in. Our nation is falling apart. Our nation is not what it used to be. And it never will be the way it was again. And you think about this and it kind of, it makes you wonder. And some people, I imagine, even in our ranks, in the church, maybe it makes people fearful to see what's coming on in this world. But one thing we shouldn't be is fearful.
Yes. That's right.
We should be confident.
Yes.
In our God.
That's right.
Amen. I'm glad.
Yes.
That we have God on our side.
Yes. Yes.
Moving and working and fighting for us.
Yes.
And sometimes it takes us doing our own fighting.
Yep.
We can't just leave everything up to God.
Yeah.
We got to make a stand ourselves.
Yep. Yes.
And you think about the early church. History will repeat itself. You think about the early church. How they first took the gospel out, the apostles. And how much they came up against the religious establishment.
Yeah.
Fought them tooth and nail. Threw them in jail. Beat them, scourged them. Threatened their lives. And said, "Don't you dare preach in this name again.
Right.
Don't you dare preaching the name of Jesus." But what do the apostles say? Should we obey man?
Yeah.
Or should we obey God?
Yeah.
You know, saints, God's going to come down to that.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is.
People are going to look at you and tell you, you better not be speaking the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You better not be laying your hands on other people to heal them.
Yeah.
And what you going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to persecute us.
Yeah.
They're going to make fun of us.
Oh, yeah.
They could even threaten us with bodily harm.
Yep.
Threaten our loved ones.
Yep.
What you gonna do? What we gonna do, huh? Are we gonna fold up? Shrivel up? And play dead? Or are we gonna stand?
Right.
Are we gonna stand for God? And everything, just give everything to God. As long as we're living for God and keeping His commandments and full of His Holy Ghost and loving this truth and sharing with others.
Right.
Come what may.
Yes.
Maybe you have to lay down your own life. You think about that. Right. It might come to that.
Amen.
Maybe they'll threaten your child. What you going to do?
Right.
You're going to renounce God?
Right.
Or are you going to put them in God's care?
Right.
Knowing that you raised them up.
Yep.
You nurtured them in God's ways. And if they're filled with the Holy Ghost, that's even better.
Yes. Yes.
And just leave them to God's hands.
Yes.
If you stand for God, God will take care of your family.
Yes.
We don't have to worry.
Yes, Jesus.
As long as we're doing God's will.
Yes.
We don't need to fear man.
Yes.
We don't need to fear the devil. If you're doing God's will, He'll take care of you.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
He'll give you the strength when you need it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll make that way when you need that way to be made.
Amen.
He'll deliver you.
Yes.
He'll deliver you from evil.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
So we shouldn't fear. When we're doing the will of God, we shouldn't fear. God will take care of us.
Yes.
He'll take care of our children. Remember the story of Paul going out preaching, and they landed on an island, and they were making the fire, and he was putting wood on the fire, and this viper comes out and bites him around the hand,
mm-hmm.
poisonous snake.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people are watching him, see if he's, you know. He must be a no good person. That viper bit him, so we're gonna see what happens to him. They're expecting him to fall over dead.
Mm-hmm.
He went about his business and they looked upon him. Now they said, "Oh, he must be a god." But no. He was just a man.
Yep.
But he was full of the Spirit of God.
Right.
And God took care of him. You know why? Because he was doing the will of God.
Yes.
He was looking for God. He was sharing his testimony.
Yes.
He was preaching the word of God.
Yes.
He was doing God's will.
Yes.
And God took care of him.
Yes.
Boy, he had other things to do. God kept him alive.
Right.
He said, "I'm not done with you yet, Paul."
Yep.
That's what God do for us.
Yes.
So I tell you what, saints. Never fear.
Yes. Amen.
We talk about all these different foundations. Some of these foundations, they're built upon the ordinance of man. Man's ways. And of course, they will crumble. They will fall. But let me turn your attention to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows who his people are.
Amen.
He knows us intimately. He knows everything about us, our lives.
Yes.
He knows it all.
Amen.
He knows we're his children.
Yep.
And that's a sure foundation right there.
Yes.
A foundation that will never crumble.
Yes. Amen.
A foundation that always stands sure.
Amen.
And we're on that foundation.
Yes.
And it says,
amen.
And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Why did he say that, I wonder? Talking about a sure foundation, all of a sudden he turns around and he says, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. What he's talking about? Personal responsibility.
Yes.
It's up to you to keep yourselves in right standing with God.
Yeah.
Personal responsibility.
Amen.
The ability to respond in a prudent way.
Right.
Having the Word of God as your backup.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Personal responsibility. If we always take the time and effort to make sure that we're living right with God.
Yes.
And we're looking at ourselves, checking ourselves.
Yes.
What did the Apostle Paul say? Examine yourselves.
Amen.
Whether you be in the faith or not.
Right.
Prove your own selves.
Right.
That's what we got to do.
Right.
Yep.
If we're doing that, then you know what? We don't have no time to be examining somebody else.
Amen.
Judging somebody else.
Exactly. Amen.
Being a busybody to other men's
right.
matters.
Yep. Right. Amen.
Some of us have too much time on our hands.
Right.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
When you should be seeking God.
Yep. Amen.
Wasting time. What did Paul say about time? He said, redeem the time.
Yeah.
Because the days are evil.
Yep. Amen.
We spend so much time in the Lord and praying and studying and doing the things of God. That world ain't gonna be coming at us like it does.
Right.
We're just gonna shoulder out of the way.
Right.
Shove it aside. Hey,
yes.
I got something more important to do.
Yes. Exactly.
I don't got time for you right now,
right.
world.
Yes.
I don't got time for you, devil.
Yes, right.
Man,
yes.
I'm on a mission.
Yes.
I'm on a mission for God.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And what did Jesus say about the man that he said he built his house upon a foundation?
Yes.
And the Bible says that when the storm came, the winds blew and the floods came, and that house was founded upon a rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
The Bible says another place where that same man built upon that foundation, but the Bible says he digged deep. That's what we got to do.
Yes.
Man, we got to dig deep.
Yes. Amen.
Make sure you're on that foundation.
Yes.
Don't just go about in a haphazard way. Dig deep. Make sure you're nice and solid.
Yes, Lord.
Built on the foundation of God.
Yes.
We'll never be moved.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much,
Jesus. Okay, a couple more scriptures. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3. Verse 10. Let's start with verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid a foundation, and another man buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. And he said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's the only foundation.
Yes.
If you want to endure, amen, you lay your foundation on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He's the only foundation. He's the only God. He's the only Savior.
Yes. Amen.
He's the only one we need.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
and you know what? He always comes through for us. He's
yes,
always
yes.
faithful. Okay, last scripture, Ephesians. I think you probably know where I'm going with this. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
Wow. Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. It's not the apostles and prophets who were the foundation, but it was the name they preached.
Right. Yes.
It was a doctrine.
Amen.
It was the word of God that they preached.
Right.
That's right. Amen. A lot of difference the Holy Ghost can make in your lives.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. You think about the. You think about Peter. When God called all of his disciples, men from all different walks of life, different occupations, different characteristics, attitudes, personalities, a whole, I guess, one man said, just a ragtag team of disciples. But the Bible says he ain't going to call the noble, the rich
right.
man.
Amen.
He calls base men.
Because
when those men of low estate get hold of God, and God gets hold of them,
amen.
God gets all the glory out of it.
Yes, that's right.
He gets all the glory.
Yes, you do, Jesus. All the glory.
And think about Peter. Boy, you know, it seemed like you're reading the gospel of Peter. It seemed like he... Sometimes he just seemed like he talked without thinking about what he's going to say. Something would just come blurting out.
Right. Yeah.
That's how Peter was.
Yep.
And the story about when they came for Jesus, after Judas betrayed Jesus, they came for him in the Garden of Gethsemane. And here comes Peter, and he had a sword. Obviously, he must not have been a good swordsman. I don't know what he was aiming for, but he cut off Malchus's ear.
That's right.
Right?
Maybe he was aiming for his stomach and he hit his ear. Here comes Jesus. He had to take his ear and reattach it.
That's right.
But you know what a difference the Holy Ghost makes.
Right.
Remember Jesus told him, Peter, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Yes.
What a difference the Holy Ghost makes.
Amen.
When you have a message to preach.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
And here comes Peter on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
He didn't have the old sword around. No, he had this sword here.
Amen.
Boy, he wielded it pretty good. Didn't
yeah.
Don't you think?
Right. Yes.
Boy, he got there. He preached salvation.
Woo. Amen.
He preached Acts 2:38, the first salvation message.
That's right.
Wow. Amen. And people came to God.
Yep.
Thousands came to God.
Yes, amen.
People heard him preach and said, oh, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved?
Right. That's right.
Boy, Peter had the keys. He had that revelation.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise God.
What a difference the Holy Ghost makes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And you got a message that you can tell others.
Yes.
And you got God's anointing. You got God backing you up.
Amen.
You got your fellow saints of God.
Yes.
We're all in this together.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Yes. You pray for one another. You support one another.
Yes.
No divisions, no schisms.
Yes.
Let it be just unity and harmony. Let's love one another.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God's coming for us.
Amen.
A pure church.
That's right.
A holy church.
Yes.
He's going to take us. He comes. He sees us fighting, bickering with one another.
That's right.
Hating with one another.
Yeah. Jesus.
Boy, we got to get in the will of God.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Jesus.
Show the love of God.
That's right.
I tell you what. If you do that, personal responsibility.
Yes. Right. Yep. Amen.
If you do that, you make sure that you're in God's will.
Yes. Amen.
I'll tell you what, it'll be easier on that man of God right there.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Won't have to be looking over our shoulders all the time.
Right. Hallelujah.
Wondering about us. But if you take the time out, be personally responsible for your walk with God.
Yes.
That's what we got to grow up, saints
yes.
of God.
Amen.
Man, we got to be real men. You got to be real women.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we got something that people are looking for this.
Yes.
Let's show it to them.
Yes.
Let's show it to them. Amen. Let's be the people of God that He wants us to be.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. So I thank you for your kind attention.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So just remember, just keep in prayer.
Yes.
Everybody has needs.
Oh, yeah.
Keep in prayer and pray for one another and just encourage one another, admonish one another. And we're going to be. Amen. We're going to be okay. So thank you. God bless you.